The Tamarack Fire left roughly 1,300 Nevadans without power in late July after destroying power poles. Since then, the state's public utility company has been working to keep that from happening again. KUNR's Lucia Starbuck reports.
Jesse Murray is standing on freshly dug dirt. Roots from sagebrush are sticking out of the ground from where the bushes were dragged away. Murray handles natural disaster protection for NV Energy. The power company has been clearing vegetation around wooden power poles throughout the Carson Valley and South Lake Tahoe areas.
So this is now a fuel break that the fire potentially could not cross and that the fire crews could make a stand at if the fire did move into this area.
He says the clearing is protecting the community and their electricity in case the Caldor fire creeps closer. Back in late July, a wildfire did get too close. The Tamarack Fire destroyed 92 power poles south of Gardnerville. The damage left some people without power for a day, others for a week.
The community can't really return in full force until they have the electricity back on.
Nevada law requires NV Energy to develop a natural disaster protection plan, including how to address wildfire hazards. The state pays for the work. Nevada Democratic State Senator Chris Brooks from Southern Nevada sponsored the legislation in 2019.
We'll keep up the work because it's real easy when the fire isn't burning to forget about it.
Brooks was joined by Governor Steve Sisolak last Friday. The two lawmakers toured some of NV Energy's efforts along a road in Gardnerville.
This is saving a lot of structures, a lot of damage, but potentially a lot of lives.
NV Energy's wildfire mitigation plan ensures fuel breaks remain clear as plants grow back, along with monitoring and upgrading power poles in fire-prone areas. Lucia Starbuck, KUNR News.
Lucia Starbuck is a core member with Report for America, an initiative of the Ground Truth Project. As a note of disclosure, NV Energy is an underwriter for this station.